In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On tomorrow, we will observe Mother's Day as the nation has done for the past 108 years. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation setting aside the second Sunday in May for the observance of Mother's Day throughout the country. So on this Sunday, many preachers honor mothers for their love, devotion, and untiring services to their children. But some preachers will tell you that Mother's Day sermons are difficult to preach because they may evoke mixed emotions in the congregation. The truth is, some of you may be carrying the pain of not being able to have children, or you may still be experiencing the grief from the loss of a loved one. So on this Mother's Day, I pray that God will comfort and sustain you through this difficult period. On Women's Day, we preachers have the opportunity to proclaim that women who are single or who cannot have children or choose not to have children are still valuable and have an important place in the church and in the community. On this Mother's Day, I want to encourage all worshipers here to be faithful followers of Christ Jesus. Specifically, I want you to look at the anointed life and ministry of five women in the Bible who played key roles of mothers. None of them, you see, was perfect, yet each showed strong faith in God, and God in turn truly blessed them. As Christians, we can look to these mothers who for inspiration and guidance in our spiritual journey. The first of these mothers in the Bible was Sarah, the wife of Abraham the prophet. You see, Sarah shared in Abraham's journey to the promised land, and all the promises God fulfilled there. At age 90, Sarah conceived through a miracle and had a son whom they named Isaac. Sarah was a good mother, you see, a loyal helper, and a builder with Abraham. Her faith serves as a shining example for every person who has to wait on the Lord for blessings. The writer of 2 Peter tells us to wait on the Lord because the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you. The psalmist also tells us in Psalm 123 that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Another woman of faith was Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Jochebed was one of the underappreciated mothers in the Bible, yet she also showed tremendous faith in God. To avoid the mass murder of Hebrew boys, she set her baby, Moses, adrift in the Nile River, hoping someone will find him and raise him. God so worked it out that her baby was found by Pharaoh's daughter, who took Moses to Pharaoh's palace, where Jochebed, a palace maid, became her own son's nurse, ensuring that Israel's great leader would grow up under the godly influence of his mother during his most formative years. And God used Moses mightily to free the Hebrew people from their 400-year bondage of slavery and take them to the promised land. The writer of Hebrews paid tribute to Jochebed in Hebrews 11:23, showing that her faith allowed her to see the importance of saving her child's life so that he might in turn save his people. Another godly woman in the Bible was Hannah, mother of Samuel the prophet. Hannah's story is one of the most touching in the Bible. Like several other mothers in the Bible, she knew what it meant to suffer long years of barrenness, and she really wanted to be a mother. And God blessed her with a son whom she named Samuel. You see, when Samuel was old enough, Hannah took him to the temple where she had prayed, and she entrusted Samuel to the care of Eli, the priest, saying to him, "Do you remember me? I am the woman who cried and prayed for this child, and God answered my prayers. Now I gave him to the Lord, and I will leave him with you to learn and work with you." That's what she told Eli. So Samuel lived with Eli, and every year Hannah would pack her suitcase and visit him. It might have been hard for Hannah, you see, to see her son only once a year, but she wanted to keep her promise. How about you, my friends? Do you keep the promises you made at your baptism? You remember them, do you? You promised at your baptism to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. You also promised to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. And finally, you promised to strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. Hannah did the right thing when she kept her promise to God. Her son Samuel helped many people know God, and God favored Hannah with 5 more children, bringing great blessings to her life. Another godly woman was Elizabeth. Barren in her old age, Elizabeth was another of the miracle mothers in the Bible. She conceived and gave birth to a son. She and her husband, Zechariah, named him John, as an angel had instructed them. But Hannah before her, Elizabeth dedicated her son to God, and the Hannah's son, John, became a great prophet known as John the Baptist. Elizabeth's joy was complete when her cousin Mary, pregnant with the future Savior of the world, visited her. You see, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the most honored mother in the Bible. Although she was only a young, humble peasant girl, Mary accepted God's will for her life. When the angel Gabriel told Mary she had found favor with God and will conceive, bear a son and name him Jesus, Mary's response was this: "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." My friends, that's humility. That's absolute faith in God to accept such an awesome responsibility. And the good news is that God has a special plan for each of us. The question is, how do we respond when God makes his plan known to us? Do we respond as the Blessed Virgin Mary did? When we are called to serve God, do we make excuses or joyfully take on the task, whether it is to help with Kitchen of Hope, feed the hungry, and our brothers and sisters who are facing food insecurity, or to serve our IHN guests? Yes, our response should be, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." That's what Mary told the angel. My friends, on this Mother's Day, my prayer is that all of us will be able to respond joyfully to the Lord's calling of us to help and serve our brothers and sisters. Let me close by wishing everyone who fulfills the role of mothers in caring for and nurturing our children a happy Mother's Day. God bless you.